You know what MAGA hates the most about of us? Our joy. We are the party of fun. We are the party of love, compassion, empathy. We're the party that knows how to bring up the underdog.
Meanwhile,
and to see we let this man Trump destroy America, and I look at it and say, well, these two people had to step up and take that shot. Nothing to lose.
I'm sorry, Willie, you're not advocating violence, are you?
Not violence. I'm talking about defending my country.
All right.
Somebody needs to come pick up their grandma. She drunk. She drunk off of cat piss and boxed wine. You heard it from this goofball over here. What MAGA hates the most? Oh, my God. You know what MAGA hates the most? They hate our joy. Your joy. Have you met, you idiots? You're the angriest fuckers on the planet. And you're insane. We've got video after video, an infinite amount, because it never ends, of you idiots screaming at the sky. Oh, my God, this. I can't believe that you won't let me into a little girl's bathroom. Yeah. Yeah, you and your 5 o'clock shadow. Stay away from small children. Racisms. Okay, whatever. But here you go. This is a very long clip, by the way, of... I don't want to make fun of this chick's teeth, boys. I think that might be below me. This is somebody... I was going to say it's somebody's mom. But she looks like she's got a completely uninhabited womb for all time. Or... Ate her babies. Allegedly, of course, I have no idea, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm an asshole. The only joy that would be found is your dentist going, ka-ching! Anyhow, that's messed up. I mean, I'm not a great person, but listen, I ain't trying to hide it. The lefties are an insufferable group of pricks over there that are angry about everything. They're telling everybody, oh, it's going to be such a party. It's going to be such a party when Kamala the Windith. Everything's going to be great. Just like when Joe Biden totally legitimately won. I mean, you just had to get Orange Man. You just had to get that Orange Dictator, vote him out of office, right? And everything was going to be better. That's weird. That's weird. It's like everything got worse. Yeah, I think stolen elections have that slight effect. Yeah. But no, this time for cereals, right? We're voting for change. Okay? It's the Biden-Harris administration. You're going to vote for Harris. It's all going to change because she's a fake black chick. Oh, you just hate her because we got all the cuisines and we got all the culture. I've seen your culture. You can keep your culture. You shitheads over there killing your babies, twerking in the middle of the street. Got gay dudes walking down these pride parades with their balls hanging out in front of small children. Nah, I'm good. Your culture is AIDS. Yeah, fuck you and your disgusting culture. Stupid. Well, but we got tacos. Hey, we got tacos. Oh, they got tacos, boys. Oh, no. I can make a taco. It won't be authentic. I don't care. It'll be delicious, and I won't get diarrhea because I know how to wash my hands. Oh, no. That's messed up. What MAGA hates the most. This goes up for 3 minutes of this lunatic over here rambling with her shark eyes, telling you how the left-hand side is the side of love. Oh, my God. This, we're just full of rainbows and tolerance and love. But we'll kill you, you sons of bitches. We want you dead. With love. We're going to kill you with sprinkles. And rainbows. No, that's not how any of this works, you murderous scumbag sociopaths. Psychopaths. Both. Shocking national poll of voters, quote... It would be better if Donald Trump had been killed. 17% yes. Yes, among Democrats, 28%. That seems statistically significant for the party of joy. We're joyful warriors. Fiesta hands. We'll kill you. That's crazy. So here you've got... Again, an alarmingly high number of Democrat voters, 28%. Some would say that's awfully close to 30%. And a few more inches from there, you're almost at a third. I know lefties don't like fractions because they be racisms. But balls. The reason why they keep calling themselves the party of joy is because, of course, they're hiding behind rainbows and empty platitudes and heart emojis, because they're evil people. They're evil people. You don't need to do any of that. They overly do it, by the way. They overly do it. That's how I know you're shark people. And, well, this, I mean, this, and the constant cheering on assassins for Trump, the constant cheering on and hoping that people didn't miss when shooting at Trump. Yeah, you're insane. You're insane people. You're not good people. Oh, but Donald Trump is worse than Hitler. Again, you've got a weird view of Hitler. If you think Donald Trump is worse than Hitler. The Jews, you guys should be really mad at that, by the way. But no, they're mad at Gina Carano. They also asked, how likely was this a conspiracy theory? Oh, now conspiracy theories exist, Abe. Now conspiracy theories exist. 49% of these dumb idiots over here, 50% of Democrat assholes with their heads up their buttholes are telling you that Trump or his campaign was involved in an assassination attempt. Okay, so the regime is going to try to arrest Donald Trump for a ledger entry into a payment to Stormy Daniels, right? They're going to weaponize the judicial system. They're going to go through all of that to arrest Donald Trump, indict him, throw him in prison over that ledger entry. It's not even a crime. But when Donald Trump concocts a fake assassination attempt that leads to two people being shot and a third person being murdered, that same regime isn't going to catch him doing that. He was able to pull that off, but you keep telling me Donald Trump's a dumb idiot. He's the dumbest idiot. He's dumber than Elon Musk. But he's over here getting people shot. Again, 49% of the Democrat respondents over here need to be charged in Alex Jones' amount of money for pushing on dangerous conspiracy theories. You keep thinking that Donald Trump and saying that Donald Trump staged his assassination attempt, and now there's been another assassination attempt, and now a bomb threat? Not even a bomb threat, by the way. They found a car with explosives inside of it. That's not even a threat. That's an actual thing that they're trying to cover up right now. Yeah, it sounds like your rhetoric is continuing this political violence. You should be charged $1 trillion, right? Right, lefties? These are the rules that you changed to get Alex Jones. But there you go. The ugliest people on the planet. The most unstable, the most medicated up group of cat ladies is telling you that they're the party of joy while wanting Donald Trump dead. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel. If you kept up to date with ugly cat ladies, then subscribe button and make way because the salt must flow.